Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your boy Questo from Marvel Empire, from Accra, Ghana, and I'm chilling with DJ Hev Love.
It's fairy tale on the mix.
You got the juicy, juicy. Shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, yeah. Shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Waiting, I go talk to impress ya. Got it all planned out, but when I meet you, pressure. I'm writing all about you on my leisure time. What you need, baby, I'm spending every last dime on you. Spend time with you, you make a comp, I know the fist fell, shine the good. Bend down, make a quench your thirst. My pillow safe a bone, no sleep if it ain't your chest. I know the door, brother. Let me hold you down. Even DJ Khaled said, no, see the best together. Baby, trust me, I know you don't know me, but with your body, yes, I know if it ain't better. I know I got no right to fucking stalk you, but with the way your body moves, so brother. Even that one said, I know share that. Baby, I just want the juice.
You got the juicy juice, the shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, the shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
And I hope this song gets to you. Don't be cold to me, I already got the flu. I lost my balls like I'm Asian. Your face is kinda Asian. I don't know your name yet, but when I do, please say I do. For this banana, please be my yadu. It'll be say I did this you, but baby girl,
slow down.
Let me talk to you, make you no worry yourself. Make I walk to you. If you already got a brother, man, just know I want this party. My Samoa dance, Sean. Girl, I want to be your lover, man. You the one to have my kids, so for the rubber plant. Sean, don't avoid me cause I am about to pull out. I'm doing all this for you, no doubt, you don't know me. So it's 026-564-2129.
You
baby,
got the
call.
Juicy juice, yeah. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, yeah. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
You my sunshine, you my daylight. Before born sand, I be daylight. I really want your attention, baby. When I see you walk by, tension, baby. No, say nobody else fine plus you. Girl, I really want to control it. Girl, you know, say I want day plus you. Make you no play game console.
You got the juicy juice, yeah. Shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, yeah. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Yo, CC, I dey beg, Charlie. What be the best? Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
this.
Looking back on all this time, all the love forgot about me. I guess all along I was blind, but baby, you made it what I could see.
That true love really do exist.
Oh yeah, 'cause I ain't never felt like this. You're the apple in my eye, stars in my sky, the reason that I'm giving love another try.
I thought I would never find love. Show me some brand new.
All that you're saying, as long as we keep our first.
saying I need some, keep on praying. Baby, we will always be. Keep on pushing for us. You got my loyalty and my trust. This energy, this chemistry. Boy, you know I can't get enough. I promise you, you got me in the cup. And if I had to do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. The path it took was bad on everything. It's not just a moment.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
I walk in
song.
It's around an area. Down to 301 South Hayward Street, across the Shine Car Wash, in conjunction with Buddha Wash. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP, ceramic filling, interior, and fabric protection, as well as ceramic tire grip. The number is
8720-5385. Back with another hot record,
Julia Monroe,
Superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court.
Let's talk.
We bout the ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We're posting in the road,
the song feature on the AI
currently
Go.
Playing
90.1 FM
and
DJ CMC
Coalition Ambush Radio
and all over the
follow
world.
Follow Julia Monroe on Instagram at Julia
and check
Monroe.
Out the website
juliamonroe.com.
Julia Monroe
is heating up out there.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
RSUS Radio. It is Friday. And we up in the building, Mr. Man, getting it in with my people. Where's Ali? Buddha Ali. It's the Ali brothers. What's going on, bro?
Just, you know, same old thing, man. Just here, man, listening, understanding what's going on, Mr. Everywhere. Told me to check on in. So I'm checking on you. Something you wanted to say.
Okay, okay. It's been a minute. He ain't signed in yet. I guess you got to get the rest of the church together. We just holding devotion right now. So, you know what I'm saying? We going to keep it talking till we get in. We going to keep up.
Hey,
because I know we going to keep the good family tonight. What's up, Bud Ali?
What's happening, y'all?
Oh, man. You know what it is?
Good to hear from y'all, man. Brother Ali. What's going on, Rev?
I'm here, man. Just representing Miss Everywhere told me to call in, so I'm calling in, man. Said he wanted to run down a few things, so I'm just trying to see what it is, man. That's all.
Okay,
that's what's up. Yeah, man. I'm back in the swing of things. I've been moving around a couple of days and laying low, chilling at the same time, man. Good to be back on the True, man. Shout out to you, DJ Every Love, Team Scratch, Miss Bellboy, Sweet Pea, Trulia, JoJo Loco, you know what I'm saying? The whole squad. Shout out to the icon, Team Scratch. Already the cousin, the big cousin on the West, man. He coming through. Everybody doing what it do, man. It's another year we done made it. We in the land, we done made a whole year again. Everybody still on board. Foxy, you know what I'm saying? Kevin, get Six Red. Humphrey, Six Red Humphrey. We got to make you put the Humphrey on there. Six Red Humphrey. You know what I'm saying? All that there, Confetti the Real Soldier, you know what I'm saying? Miss Finest Wine, Southside Live, clear everybody, man. Right here on True West Radio. It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 Week, Zone 24 TV, Hustle Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotion, in the building on the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk. And that's True West Radio. And I'm representing the Arsenal Home of Texas, you know what it is? That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. The middle passage, right before you get to the Mason-Dixon line. Yeah. And it's like that.
You hear it?
Yeah, already. What up, though? What y'all got going on, man?
All right, now, you know, we just getting into the night. Seeing what it's going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Got some jams, we're going to play. I got some shit. I'm going to fuck y'all here with the brand new artist to come out for y'all to look out for. Yeah. And get me feedback on one of y'all. Okay.
Yeah, man.
He's selling up a half of them.
Sound like he's cooking some gumbo with some urine in it.
Oh, no.
Nigga on a truck and trailer, fam.
Who all else on the line? Who else we got on the show tonight?
Right now, we got Real Ali and you. And me. Yeah. But I'm going to, so just to everybody got something to say, I'm going to go ahead and play another quick song fit. And we're going to be inside and get up here so we can see what the hell you talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me hear that. Truly a superstar. Let me hear that. It must go hard. I like that. Truly and her cousin.
Okay. I see that'll be song number two. I got one I'm going to start out with. This is a brand new artist called Bougie Baby Doll.
What? What you say?
Yeah, I knew that's man. Why I started the music. I got a brand new artist. Coming to your ear by way of DJ Air Love International. Bougie. Baby Doll.
Sean Colby if you ask me. What about you, nigga? Make me ever call you daddy.
How you daddy?
You with the fatty.
Yeah.
Big fish, I'ma snag you. Yeah. Wanna fire, yeah. I'ma
big red bone gon' kill her. She a solid pick, but I'm realer. Let me switch it up, go get a pick to cut it. Yeah, back to what? Come get it. I can't take it back cause I meant that. Only tried it once and got sent back. But I missed my link, go secure it quick. You only came with 10, let me get that. Look at these titties, I'm sedated with that burn kitty. Fat and bougie booty, stupid and my neck the lip. All they wanna see is ass, nigga, can you kiss it? All I wanna see is back, nigga, can you feel it? Down here, we really still for real. Ask anybody, I'm a heartbreaker. I can let you choose, still play it cool. Make valid moves, cause I'm a risk taker. Put your number up, you get the operator. Finna catch a flight, get on this elevator. Cookie real sweet, what's your favorite flavor? Check what your mama gave you, it's your money maker. Nose wide open, no mentholatum. Got you out of breath, hyperventilating. If it's you and you, I ain't no player hater. Metaphoric bars, they evaluating. Introduce myself as his old lady. I'm bad as hell, like a second grader. I apologize, and I mean it, baby. Go lock the line, that's dope, baby. I didn't up the score, but it was close range. Have you seen him? Nah, I'm a G-man. You ain't me, this mama wasn't no spend the night. Kids wasn't around, it's a no claim. They tell me come roll it the best. I know Tracy done taught me the rest. Cardi B said he bitches is pressed. Look at me, I can see why they stressed. Neat freak, I be making a mess. Freak Nick, baby, you know the rest. Beep, beep, he gon' pull in the vest. Real cute, let me show off the set. You miss silent moves for a sneaky link. Don't believe in that, it's by any means. Shea butter brown, but the kitty pink. I'm Captain Hope on anything. Pretty titties, I'm sedated with that purring kitty. Fat and bougie booty, stupid and my neck the lip. All they wanna see is ass, nigga, can you kiss it? All I wanna see is back, nigga, can you feel it? What you niggas really on? Thick red bone, finna turn the city on. Hit them brake lights, nigga, you ain't really on. You might see me gon' tell them in a video. If it's cool, why the fuck you got a ceiling on it? Got a nigga with them slugs, he be drilling on it. Got some water on my neck, I be spilling on it. Got a shumper bitch out, them spitting on it. When it feel like this check, I want a baby grow. Born with an attitude, nigga, real rude. Real, ain't got time for these stank clothes. Call my nigga, he gon' pull up. Die. Damn. Damn. Case closed.
Lay on this bed, I'm his main coat. Gon' get it from my different angles. Put his hand on my throat till I'm strangled. Woo. Leave a kiss on my head, I'm his angel.
Pretty, pretty sensitivity with the burn kitty. Fat and bougie booty, stupid in my neck the lip. All I wanna see is ass, nigga, can you kiss it?
Can you kiss
all
it?
I wanna see is back, nigga, can you feel
let
it?
Me up, yup.
Hey, stop. I'm still gonna climb. Never did. Fashion. Superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life just a tiny job. And in a pants as I'm biting her bra. Easy been to hold you when it ain't no walk. It's easy been to hold you when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court.
Let's go.
We bought the ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the boot, we step to choke. We in the booth, bitch, we stepping hard, we crossing bitches up. We checking many bitches on the court, the score, you know it's up. We turning many heads, you know we superstars. It's easy being a soldier when you stepping hard. Don't get up in my way, you know I fouled, no call. I gotta beat the plug the way I scope, no charge. Who in my way? On Ray Charles of this shit. Know when I step me and my crew, it ain't no fucks to give. It's easy in the world, we knocking niggas off. It's soldiers in the bitch, you know we step to start. Louisiana stepping hard, you know that's why that bitch ain't like a boot. We step on many necks, we coming through this bitch, you know it's true.
Bachelor, superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life just a tiny job. And in the pants as I'm biting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Not a pad, not a thing. Hell yeah, it's me again. I'm stepping in and since my nigga and my fucking king. I'm on that dude's pay, I don't fuck with that hen. I ain't fucking with you, baby, if I can't fuck your friend. I'm grown ass man.
I started my own damn dream.
I beat a big pocket, let me say the shit again. The universe had four and I let the truth in. I turn my goofy down for this Houston legend. Come here, little baby, let me sit the tilt in. Let you fucking tell it, you done heard it through the wind. I'm chilling with my bar and a fucking best friend. Fuck how I turn out, I done scored another win. Legendary nigga, I'm the fucking champion. Lord, please forgive me, cause you know I'm about to sing.
It's Mr. Nasty time, I'm freaking all the time.
Straight out the door, let's do a 60.
Bachelor,
superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a tightness style. Hand in her hands, yes, I'm fighting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Perfect. It's potent. DJ Smooth. Shout out to Pimp Tight. Legendary, man. Shout out to Zero. Y'all know what it is. It's easy being a soldier when it ain't no war.
Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it.
I am.
Go, 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 done with it.
XO Music.
Go, done with it.
My nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it.
Go, 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 done with it.
Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it.
Go, 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 done with it.
Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, go, done with it. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go straight dumb. Call my girl, do my nails, put my waistband on. Well, he don't know, ain't gon' hurt him. But it's gon' be a murder if he find out I'm a flirter. Yeah, that's why I tie my shirt up. If he hit me, I won't answer. Tonight I am a member, a real exotic dancer that came down here from Atlanta. And if I fuck with a nigga, I'm gon' blame it on the liquor. If he take me out to dinner, if he ask me, I don't remember. And I don't know why he did it, but I'm with it, girl, forget it. We went to another city just so he can't roll up in it. Ain't no ring on my finger, tonight I'm living single. When I get around these niggas, I'm turning down my ringer. Cause my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go, go, go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go,
go dumb with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go, go, go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go
dumb with it. Nigga let me out, now it's time for me to tip. I hope he don't trip when I get back to the crib. And bitch, you better tell him all night we been together. If he trip, don't let him scare ya. Girl, he know better, but till then we gon' jig. Don't mess up my wig, show him who they fucking with. Girl, you better get it big. So be careful who you mess with. Yep, that is my best friend. We so fine, we so sexy. Them other hoes is messy. It's our night,
it's our night,
it's our moment,
it's our moment.
We gon' walk around the club like we own it,
like we own it.
So when you see us take our picture,
yep,
we don't need no filter. I'ma post it on my page,
hey,
so I can remember that my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go, go, go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it. Go dumb with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go, go, go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it.
Go,
go dumb with it.
I got my hair, in my nail,
in my nail.
We the baddest in the club, you can tell,
you can tell.
I got my hair,
I got my hair.
I got my nail,
I got my nail.
We the baddest in the club, you can tell.
Hey.
Hey.
introduce you to my world. You won't know the winter from the summer. Business going good, business going great. We doing numbers, fresh basil, cherry tomato and cucumber. I like how you look at me and I wanna be up under that. I like how you act and you turn me on with some fitted hat. I like when you shirt off, I watch you take it off. Say he wanna be exclusive and that shit I'm on. We can build or destroy what we build if it ain't strong. You say your study's long, you study wrong. Bless him and fill him up, he gon' make your house a home. I stand up and he put me on top where I belong. It's a dinner date, it's some Jose or some Patron. It's a late night out on the balcony of the condo. Steak and baked potato, I'm naked under my poncho. Nothing but my birthday suit and bracelets. Use your imagination, baby. When you on your shit, when you on your shit, baby. You on your shit, it goes down like this. Something like this, something like this, something like this. When you on your shit, when you on your shit, baby, yeah. When you on your shit, it goes down like this. Something like this, 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 yeah. When you on your shit, you just sit back and keep the scenery. You call the shines, you know who to trust, you know who's loyal, you know what's why. Nigga, this shit is nothing to us. Nigga, this shit is easy, I want you to need me. So I'm gonna take the time, slowly get you addicted to me. Hopping up out the shower, smelling like Victoria's Secret. Pulling up, banging triple stick, all that Scarface on my playlist. And I'm rolling my windows down, sitting there bitch for about 10 minutes. Open the door, I'm talking cash, don't switch the guts in the teeth. Nigga pass, I see me in the yard, they hunk and I pump the fist. I be listening, get to feeling myself, I get to missing. My niggas just locked away, y'all pray for them every day. Y'all reminisce about us hitting leaks on leaks on leaks. And the motherfucking consequences.
We on your shit,
we on your shit, baby.
It goes down like this.
Something like this, something like this, something like this.
Do you want your shit?
Do you want your shit, baby? Yeah.
Do you
want
your shit? It goes down like this.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Well, look at the energy. We got a full house tonight. He's going on True West. Fire, yay, yay. We got Real Ivy in the house. Buddha Ivy in the house. Mr. Anywhere and Half and the Lovely Sweetie is joining us too as we get this night underway. What's happening, people?
Chilling.
What's up with y'all?
Oh, it's all good in the hood. I know you're reminding me.
That lady, what's her name? Who sing that song?
Which one? The last
the
song?
Yeah.
That is Lady Fat. Boot on girl. Whole bars and stuff.
Yeah.
She won the talent show on 106 and Park.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know, back in the early 2000s, I believe.
Yeah. I always remember her songs. She got some talent. She real good.
Right on. And she's a good person, man. Good person. You have to meet her and grow her.
Yeah, y'all need to tell her she needs to list her song. Because when you look it up, don't nothing come up when you play the song or whatever.
Then nobody got it. I think I'm the only one. You got this song, she said.
Yeah, that's what I said. She needs to go on and...
She got a mixtape. It's on a mixtape. She got some more stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube. You look up on YouTube. She got another song. She got a lot of them on YouTube. That's Lady Fat.
Yeah.
LadiPhat. What's going on, Sweet Pea? That's Sweet Pea I'm talking to?
Yeah.
That was a nice mix, Harry Love. I like the girl from, what was the girl name?
Bougie Baby Doll.
Yeah, Bougie Baby Doll. Where is she from?
Cry Fight.
What? Boy, nah. What you say? Who? She from home? I mean, Crack?
Crack Pot.
I seen that flyer. Charles the White gonna be down now.
On the night.
Mm-hmm.
Next Saturday. Dirty Man party tomorrow.
Yeah, Dirty Man. Shout out to Dirty Man, Mad Captain.
Yeah, he jumped tomorrow.
Okay, who are we got on tonight? Welcome, good evening, everyone.
Mr. Everywhere, Real Ali, Hula Ali, we see.
Okay, I'm glad y'all could join us today. I got something that I'd like to say to all of you that's tuned in. It's a very, very important information that I want to relate. First of all, I'd like to say prayers and condolences to Roosevelt. Wade, his wife passed yesterday evening.
Oh, no. Oh.
And that brings me to this. I've seen lately that we had a lot of misunderstandings on this radio show. Buddha brought me on the radio show. He told me about it years ago, but I was busy working on night shift, so I could never join except for one time in all those years. And I joined because he was like, man, we're family orientated. We play music, new music, interview artists, shoot the breeze and stuff. Like, I was like, well, when I got disabled, I was like, well, I can be a part of something because I don't have nothing but time on my hands. So with that being said, it was like I joined the show, became part of the family. So when you say family, what does that come to mind for y'all? Family, you say, well, brothers, sisters, mother, cousins and all that, but family is more than that. Family is friends.
Yeah.
And friends can be, we never sit in the same living room. Because me and Sweetie never sit in the same living room. Me and Hell Love never sat in the same living room. Me and Red Valley never sat in the same living room, but guess what? We're still family. I still call and check on everybody because I don't ever know when they're going to go through a situation that I go through or worse. I don't know what they're going through. You see, so what touched me a while back, it was a situation, and Scratch didn't know the dynamic of what took place with Roosevelt Way. We was going through a lot. His wife was suffering from brain cancer and was only given 6 months to live, so he was in a dark space. You know, you've been with your wife dang near 30 years, and they tell you got 6 months. Just imagine if that was kind of to a Chris or Red Valley or my old lady. I don't have one. But if they told us, well, your significant other of 30 years only got 6 months to live. You're in a dark place. And some words was exchanged. Not exchanged, but words were called out that, you know, I called it off the show to address a situation and say, hey, man, this man's going through this. And you didn't even check to see how his day is going. You see what I'm saying? So that touched me because Roosevelt became more than a friend. He came like a brother. I mean, Roosevelt came and sat in my living room. He flew down here to sit in my living room. He called and checked me and said, hey, how you doing? I know you felt sick yesterday. Are you all right today? That's more than a friend. That's like a brother. So anytime that I see an issue that can be resolved, I'm trying to get us on the phone. I'm telling you, let's get this person and this person. Let's get on the phone. You don't have to be on the show. Let's get on the phone and see if we can resolve it on the phone because everybody's a boss in their own right. Tell Love's a boss of his DJing. Sweet Pea's a boss of their promotion. Sexy Red's a boss of promotion and what you call it. The Scratch's a boss of production. Who is the boss at promotion? So all of us play a key essential deal beyond just being a family. We have an important role in to help this hip-hop, Southern soul, music genre in general to get out there where it needs to be. So in the long run, we all have the same love. We have the love. All of us got a passion for music. If we didn't have a passion for music, would nobody be on this show with a place called home? And we got to treat it like it's home. We got to treat it like it's home. We can't sit up there and step on each other's toes. We're going to laugh and giggle. We're going to tell some jokes. I might say, oh, hell, love sitting up there eating a cookie with two fine chicks on a stripper pole. It's just a joke. But y'all never step on hell, love's toes to disrespect him on a way that's not a joker manner. It's a serious manner of attitude, you know, voice tones and stuff like that, because I never know what hell, love's going through.
What?
You know, I sat back and I thought, I said, well, I know Hev Love is pretty much house-ridden, bed-ridden. He can't go to the club and DJ what he's normally used to doing. So this is his biggest platform right here. So I feel like we got to give him his respect for what he does every night. He jumps on this show every night, cues up the music, ready to go to give us a home to come to. You see, so we got to respect his whole platform. We got to... We can't disrespect the True West brand is what I'm trying to say. We can't, it's a brand. The brand is something that is sacred to you. Walmart's not going to let nobody or McDonald's or nobody going to let them disrespect their brand because that brand, when it gets disrespected, guess what? Everybody leaves the format. Then what do we have? We have nothing. And this is a good thing that we can build on it and get bigger listeners. But see, we got to get the analytics in order to get an XM satellite radio. We got to be able to go to them showing that we got 113, 300-something thousand listeners or whatever it may be to even get a channel. But we got to be uniform. Everything's got to be uniform. We need to start having open discussions on what topics. You know, you're going to have topics of the day or we can have a topic of the week that we're going to talk about. But we need to be as a family. You sit down at the dinner table and have a meal and you discuss the days of the work, how the kids work, school was, how the parents work they was. And we got to get back to that, man. It's two. Y'all been together, what, 8, 7, 8, 9 years? Y'all done celebrated. I've been on for 3 years, but I've been enjoying the 3-year ride. I want to be on for three more years and 2 more years after that. So I'm going to let y'all have the floor now.
16, that's when I came in. And just like you said, you know,
I don't know what's going on lately, you know, because, like I said, I have my own thing going on in life. Everybody got their own things going on in actual life. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I respect the show. I always respect the show, you know, and that type of thing. But I don't feel like it's a lot of respect coming through the airwaves. People ain't going to... Nobody ain't gonna wanna pay us to treat them like that and talk to them like that and disrespect them and stuff like that. I had no choice but to stop inviting artists and inviting people to this show and stuff like that, because that looks bad on me. I'm not a legend of nothing. I don't owe no, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. I'm a nobody. I'm just a person like anybody else. So I'm not gonna, hey, let me bring you over here. I like your music, but let me bring you over here and let everybody talk crazy as hell to you and make fun of you and not take you serious and all that kind of stuff, like, and all of that stuff with the people from Africa and stuff. Like, I spent my own money doing this stuff. You know, I don't get paid from the show. I don't take money from interviews. So when I'm calling somebody in Africa, or I'm giving call cards and stuff like that, that's my money. You know what I'm saying? And none of this stuff ain't truly named for me. None of this is not my brand. The brand actually belongs to somebody. So you can't take somebody else's brand and do what you want to do with it. But at the same time, I can't make myself look bad like that, like how I look bad now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I respect that. That's why I called his meeting, because I couldn't sleep last night. When, you know, I called Roosevelt early in the day, and he spoke to me and said hospice had showed up, and then I called him back this evening to check on him, and he just was, you know, he told me she had just passed, and I was just like, but damn, I mean, I actually rode in the car with them. I took them out to eat and everything. So that was like, you know, that was like family. And I thought about it. I said, I can't sleep. I said, I can't sleep until I get this check.
Huh? I'm upset about that. I said, I'm upset. I know Roosevelt. He don't call in here like he used to, wherever. He used to call in a whole lot, too. I know who Roosevelt Wayne
yeah.
is.
See, that's what I'm saying. He had to stop because... You got to realize when you're going to chemotherapy with your wife every other day, and then you got doctor's appointments every other day, and then dealing with the mental side of it, not the physical side of being drained. If we're getting up 6 o'clock in the morning, got to be at the hospital, sit there all day, but the mental side of the doctor telling you, hey, your loved one of 30 years, is they got 6 months to live. Well, how do you prepare yourself for that? How do you prepare your kids for that? You see what I'm saying?
You can't.
So that's why I told him. I said, take the back seat and still try to help him with the music. But I said, take his back seat. We don't go full speed because your family come before this music stuff. Even though this music is your passion, your wife been there for 30 years before this music. So you focus on that. We make it through the situation. Then we get back to where we need to be. So that's the importance of it, because I'm going to call and check on Sweet Pea. If I don't hear Sweet Pea or Sweet Pea don't post something online, I'm calling to check on Sweet Pea. Rev Ali, I just called and checked on Rev Ali the other day. I, hey, man, I ain't heard from you in a while. What, how's it going? You know, and I told him, I said, hey, man, come back to, I got some stuff to say, come back to the show, because a lot of people fell out of little stuff, and we all grown men and women. We call ourselves bosses after our name, but how you going to be a boss if you're not a leader? You got to be a leader to be a boss. You can't just ain't name that title. I'm a boss. I'm a CEO. No, you're not a CEO if you're not showing leadership. Everything has to go with leadership. I learned that in the military. You got a chain of command and leadership. One person is in charge of this. This in charge of that. And that's how you're supposed to run the format. Everybody's got to be leadership. It's not a dictatorship. Not one person's in charge of everything. You see? And I'm not going to lie to you.
It really is. Like, I done got my feelings hurt quite a few times on this show. I done stepped away and have come back a few times. You know what I'm saying? Just on some, okay, let me cool off or whatever. I'm always support the show. I'm always support him. Look, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, you cool off and you do your own thing at the same time. Like now, okay, I used to work at Starbucks when it started. So that means I woke up every morning at 3 o'clock to go to work. So 3 o'clock, go to work. 1, 2 o'clock in the evening, I'm coming home. I'm making phone calls. I'm trying to do interviews. I'm doing this and that, recording the interviews to upload them. Because, you know, when you look at the thing and you see Africa is on the analytics, you don't understand. It's 3 o'clock right now. Right now. In Ghana. You know what I'm saying? They're 7 hours ahead of us. So it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning. These people staying up all night. They downloading. They saying, you know, trying to listen to this and trying to be a part of it and stuff like that too. So it's like, and another thing, like with my artist from the South. I am from the South. So I will listen to stuff that's from the South. And I just can't be having people getting disrespected on my watch. Like, it's not under me. I can't have you say, hey, you come in here with me and talk to me and meet my friends. Let me just get some advice and you know, guidance and leadership and all the stuff that you truly do get here. You know, when we're in that mood, when we're not playing.
Yeah, but I mean, and I tell a lot of people, see, a lot of deals in this world is based off energy. It's based off attitudes and energy. And I tell a lot of people, sometimes I might get frustrated, but you wouldn't even know I was frustrated. I might be frustrated, and I'm going to crack and tell a joke because I'm trying to figure out how to improve the situation. So as I laid there, just tossing and turning, just watching it, well, listening to it in the heat of the night, I'm like, can't sleep. Really ain't feeling well. Then my mentor ain't well because, you know, like I say, Roosevelt became like a brother to me. So I was like, well, I got to address this because y'all been at it too long. I'm just coming on. I'm on the tail end. Me and Trulio, we like the tail end of the show. We were like the last two to come on to the show. So we're newbies. We learning what y'all already know. But at the same time, when I see all y'all disappear, I said, well, what's the root of the problem? So once I addressed what the root of the problem is, now we're working on what's the solution. My first solution is let's respect each other as men and women, as guests of the show, so we can build on it and get bigger and better and try to get to another platform, whether it be a podcast platform or it be a XM satellite radio. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got any suggestions?
Another thing too, like for real. Like I don't be putting all my personal business out there like that because for one, I come here to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? And y'all make me happy. So I don't be wanting to upset y'all. You feel me? Because we are close. We close. You know what I'm saying? But like a lot of shit be like, man, like, niggas have no idea. For one, I've been diagnosed as having epilepsy. So I have seizures. They ain't got this shit right. The other day, I blacked out on the front porch and scratched up my whole fucking face, my arms, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I got my health problems. My mom had a motherfucking stroke, two strokes. In July, in front of me, you know what I'm saying? All this shit, my auntie got cancer. My auntie doing chemo and shit like that. They removed the cancer from her and give her the chemo, and she still having a hard time. So it's all of this shit plus regular life coming on, you know what I'm saying, with me. So all the rest of that, I'm like, sometimes you just gotta take a break. You gotta back up. Like when it's too much. But I don't even want to put my problems on everybody else because I come here to get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
No bullshit. Get away from me.
I understand fully, because this is like a platform that I come to. There's two deals that I can do throughout my week to make my week get by. I have to get on the keyboard and work on some music. Or have to come to the show and listen to the show. And that makes my work, because I got to worry about, I got to go get tested for a kidney transplant on the 28th of December. So I'm like, I want to be stress-free this month. I want everybody to be happy till this week.
And I be thinking about y'all, too. I'm one of them kind of people like, you know, be bothered like that. That's why they're going to start doing something for me, because anxiety is bringing seizures on. So, and I ain't even know that at all. Like, what the fuck? You know, anxiety for what? I ain't doing nothing. But, yeah, coming from somewhere, you feel me? And, like, all the stress and shit. Mm-hmm. And what? 21, oh my God, so many people died from 2021 till now, nigga, like 10 fucking people, all related to me, and I done lost my father and my stepfather. So when people be telling me all that shit, it really be bothering me. I really hate that shit happen to him. I really do. What to anybody, but especially somebody I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I lost 53 friends and family in 21 while I was that same year. I fought death 3 times that same year. From carbon monoxide to COVID to a heart attack, I fought that 3 times in 1 year. So I know the deal on how it is. But every time I was in the hospital bed, guess what? I could tune in, True West. Or I look up and Sweet Peas text me, or Trulia text me, or somebody text me, man, you all right? How long you? And I'm like, okay, I'm all right. Y'all all right? I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about y'all. So that's why I called this action today. I was like, we need to call the action and then figure out what the solution is. Once we figure out the solution, we'll be able to move forward. And everybody should be able to say, well, it's almost 2024. What's the projected goal? Let's sit down and have a roundtable meeting on how we want to do 2024. That's what we should be planning on. We should be planning on who's at each other's throat, because we shouldn't be, because we're all growing and we all call ourselves bosses. So we need to figure out 2024, how are we going to do the show? What's going to be the format? Are we going to do X amount of music, then an interview, play the artist's music, questions, a little bit more music, and then go into a second hour of day's topic where they got whatever's going on in the world. We have the dot topic. We have an open discussion, and at 9:30 we can go into the joking around to end the show out. Like, situation. We need to come up with a format. Everything needs to be formatted. I mean, we can't do nigger business. We got to do business. That's the only way to do business. Nigger business never going to work. I've always learned that nigga business is never going to work. But once we do business and conduct it as a business, the people that are watching, they looking and they listening. And then that's where the investors can come in at. But ain't nobody investing in nobody who trying to cut your grass with a lawnmower with no blade. Right now, we're cutting grass with a lawnmower.
What I would like to see is, honestly, for everybody to take it a little bit more serious. Well, when the artists are on. Because everybody do this or have done did some music before. So, you know, everybody deserves that respect. Even say, hey, I don't like your song. I think you should have sang a little bit more, or I think you should have used some bigger words. You know, just say something of value. That's all.
Well, that's kind of important to me. I mean, I just got cussed out last night for being a critic of somebody because I wanted to help their career advance. I don't want you to embarrass yourself. You as an artist, I don't want you to embarrass yourself by your big mama saying your stuff is good. And then when I'm telling you what the industry is looking for, and then you cuss me out and call me punk MF and FU and BSN and all that type of stuff. I'm like, where did this energy come from? I'm coming to you as a friend, as somebody who's been in this music that knows what the industry is looking for. So if I can't be assistance to you because you feel that I tell you that your music is not ready, then I'm not helpful to you.
But I'm going to let the streets be helpful to you, because when they tell you cut that shit off, then you're going to really be in your feelings, because you're going to say, hell, I thought he was hating on me, but the whole hood done told me it's no good. And I'd rather the whole hood tell you it's no good than me, because then you'll be a believer. But have love, Buddha Ali, Rev Ali, anybody, any of the Ali's got anything to say?
Well,
Muhammad,
I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Check this out. This is what I'm going to say right here. We're
on
top of the hour.
You're
doing this true way. Y'all going to do me like this. Okay, now let me do this again like the right way, all right?
Y'all are tuned in to True West Radio with DJ Heavy Love.
Go ahead, Heavy Love. Your show. Your moment right now.
It's y'all's show. You and Scratch.
Hell love, you got the mic.
On here.
You got the mic, hell love. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hell love, did he get quiet? DJ Hell Love.
Well, you know, I'll say something. This Rev Ali. Y'all can hear
okay,
me?
Okay, go ahead, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling you. You know, like I said, man, look, negativity I don't feed off of, man. I really don't, you know. When I see it, I just step off. And sometimes you listen to it from folks, you know, that know your stuff. But as soon as I get away from them, I pray that stuff up out me, man. Whatever I just heard that was negative, not on this phone, I'm talking about whatever I just heard, like if I'm talking to somebody and they speaking on something negative, after I hung up or walk away or whatever it is, I pray it up off me, man, because that ain't the kind of energy I live on, man. I live on positive energy. I help brothers, you know what I'm saying? I don't look for help, but I will help, you know what I mean? I don't look for help because I always wanted stuff when I was young, so when I got older, I made sure that I wouldn't be hurting or wanting for nothing, but that don't make me better than nobody else, you know what I mean? Because you can lose everything in the drop of a hat, you know what I mean? So I'm here because, you know, like I said, man, hey, my brother Mr. Everywhere told me yesterday, nigga, we can be men and women, or we can be mice and twice, you know. And I'm a man, so that's why I called in, because I'm a man, and anybody that know me. No, I'm a man, but, you know, I don't get down with the negativity. I come from all that. I come from Los Angeles, man. Wasn't nothing but a negative life all the way from birth all the way up to about 2022 till I got the hell up out of that neighborhood and tried to go do something for myself. You know what I mean? L.A. is nothing positive on the streets at all. So you had to get out of there and try to learn how to, you know, grow up and continue to grow and follow your dream or your love, wherever your heart's trying to get you to do. So that's what I'm doing, man. So, you know, I'll be 53 in January. So, you know, I'm getting older, man. I ain't getting no younger. You know what I mean? And people like Ms. Everywhere said, people dying or getting sick, and like Sweet Pea say, you know, folks is gone, man. You know, and we can all be gone too. And sitting up here talking about a memory of one of us, when we can sit up here and hug one another right now and keep it pushing. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm here, man. Rev Ali and everybody on the phone. You know, I got love for all y'all.
Okay, appreciate that. That was much needed information right there. Very, very welcome, yeah. And welcome back. And that's why I reached out to you.
Man, that was beautiful, man. That's what I say, you know. I'm cool with everybody on the line, even Heavy Love. Me and Heavy Love go way back, you know. Heavy Love to help me out so much. I got so much stuff, Heavy Love, but we help each other. But at the same time, you tell me about Wade, I'm so in shock. I'm trying to figure out how the hell can I get down there where he at? Because he always, like you say, he came this way. You know, I've been knowing Wade since I was 17 years old. Wade the first one to put us in the limousine to go do a show. You know, I opened up with Lattimore with Wade. Wade introduced me to Lattimore. Let's straighten it out. We opened up for him and some old group. We used to open up for the Lord Blues thing because we could rap to any kind of, we rap to live music. We didn't rap to the turntable squish, squish. We did that. That was involved, but we used live instruments when we rap. So our style was different. But we could rap anything. But my point is this, as far as True West Radio, man, I appreciate everybody. You know, it's like a reality show on this show here. You got motherfuckers going to go off anything. You got motherfuckers, you know, going to be like, you know what I'm saying, really into what's going on and what's happening. Because like I said, we all try. We all have been doing this 9 years. Everybody done put into it. I hear what scratching come from. Everybody done put in. So everybody, I speak on myself. I do promote the show. And by any means necessary, I mean, it's always coming out of my mouth on my page one way or another. Sometimes I be brisk with it. Sometimes I flood it down. Every time you see it, you know, sometimes I just space it out. But like I said, it goes with the energy. I only promote something, and the motherfucker come on out, and motherfucker get plucked, popped and chopped and did in mentally and in your ear, and you're this long distance ass whooping, you know, a chop top talk, you know. So that's why I say I appreciate everybody on the show though, man. This is like, you know, what's that TV show on MTV where everybody be living in the house together? It's the same thing. They be on us for us to fight. One motherfucker drunk, another motherfucker. One motherfucker high. The motherfucker can't move, so I can't move. You know, I mean, this reality, this real life stuff. But like, everybody having problems. Like y'all say, now my brother lost his wife, and then one of my grandsons, his grandma just passed. We just left the funeral last weekend. So I've been going to funerals. Shoot, for about 2 months now, 3 months I've been here feeling that here go my brother's wife and family. Some told me the Conway this morning, but something that ought to be up to it. He said, hey, man, you need to Conway. That's just how the spirit world works. And I was just for the call, because he had called me about 2 days ago, and I just seen the call, because my phone was off one time. You know, we had to wait on that government bill, the army check and all that bill, you know what's happening. But anyway, once I got back on, I said he had called me twice, and that's why I was gonna say I needed to call him. And here go Mr. Devil. So I'm sort of sensitive in the chest right now, but on everything, the pains of the people and everybody hurting, but we got to stick together. We are one. I was listening to the witch doctor talk this morning on one of the broadcasts. You got to remember, at the end of the day, it's all thing wrong with black folks. We forgot we all the same one. We the same people. We the same
like
people,
no
matter what.
I like to add to that. I always tell African-Americans or natives or whatever we want to call or identify ourselves with to study the Willie Lynch. Just go online and Google the Willie Lynch method. And Willie Lynch said something back in 1800s that we're still doing today. He said, put something in place to keep them divided, and they'll never conquer nothing as long as they live in America. And look at every other nationality. They got gas stations. They got hotels, restaurants, all kind of businesses. And what do we have? Animosity. The only thing that we hold is animosity. That's all we got. 400 years, and all we got is 400 years of animosity. House niggas, slaves in the field, and the house niggas, and they separated us on purpose.
I think that internet had cut me and Have Love off, but I was listening to y'all, though. I caught the tail end of Rev. But I sent him a message to Roosevelt, because y'all would not believe how fucked up and ugly my day was. I had a very fucked up day. Like, a really fucked up day. But, and I do not know his wife, but I know him. I know him well enough for me to be upset and have had a fucked up day today about it. I knew something. I didn't know what it was. You know how you just know something. You know it's something. You don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody around me was cool. Like, it was, but it was still half such a fucked up day, man. I just be knowing. I knew it. Somebody I was connected to. I knew something happened.
Well, it's prayers. He's in good spirits. That's the good deal about it. And me and him, we had this talk when he first told me when he was at the doctor. He come out the doctor's office, and he told me what the doctor said. And, you know, he was lost for words. But I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, I gave him some spiritual things to think about. And, you know, it was a deal. I mean, it's like a brother to me. I met Roosevelt. And this is the crazy part about it. I turned Buddha down 2 times. They say they'll deny you 3 times. Well, I turned Roosevelt down 3 times when Buddha kept saying, man, help Roosevelt out. I said, no, Buddha, I'm not going to. You're not introducing me to no more people. Help him and Tony Henry. help him out. I said, I'm not going to. So that third time, Buddha said, man, come on. I said, man, I tell you what, put him on the phone. And when he got on the phone, I said, man, if you're serious about this, you're going to land down here in Texarkana, and we're going to go to work. We land in Texarkana. We pressed CDs up that day. We passed them out at the radio station all over the neighborhood and shot a music video all in one day. Great time. So then he flew down here and shot 3 videos in one day. Great time. So
who all we got on the line?
We came back. Okay, that's help.
Who all on the line? My everything
Real?
Shut down a while ago. Computer, cell phone, everything just shut off.
Okay, we got Hell Love. We got Buddha Ali. We got Rev Ali, Sweet Pea, and Mr. Everywhere so far.
Okay. Buddha Everywhere, I'm going to get up on that and more. Oh, that's Buddha. Okay.
It
so
hung me up.
Really?
It hung you up.
Yeah, it hung me up. I had to call back and try to get, I've been trying to get in the show, sitting up on the show. But it wouldn't let me do that side, do something different. But nevertheless, I made that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I was sitting and playing some music a while ago. Get a few songs in. So I guess I'll go ahead and do that now. And, yeah. So we got out of time. So we'll kick it off here, man. Shit. So I'm going to jam this right channel. This right channel. Let's see. Yeah. I know. I want to see if you want some wings. All right. We all know what that means. Today is my mama's birthday, so I got to give my mama something.
Already.
Hey, happy birthday, Ms. Dawn.
Yeah. See if I can get a sandwich over y'all. Okay, yeah, I'm talking for some music. And all of Ms. Roosevelt way in his, yeah, I can go through that to you, bro. So we're going to, I know this song here is one of yours for her. So let's do this right here. For that. And with an angel, I
start falling into love. You are so beautiful to me. And everything about you is so exciting. You're the kind of lady that a blind man dreams of, and with an angel I fall.
Change. to be here to bring such as you and to explore the many things we have in common. Girl, like the freak in you. I remember incidents when we were up against the wall, kissing my hand, making you stand tall.
Respect the hustle.
through Arkansas and surrounding area. Get on down to 301 South Haven Street. Cross the Shine Car Wash in conjunction with Cooler Wash. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP ceramic filling plant. Interior and fabric protection.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh, yeah, we back in the building, man. Back on the way, so we're here today. Just getting together. Got to bring you back in here, keep me. So we're going to finish having more of this time, yeah.
Was that the female from the crock pot?
Yeah.
Man, she was telling me
about the baby doll.
Man, she's going hard, man. That baby girl, what side of town she from?
Right in this door. Right across the street from me.
A new project?
Nah, I'm in you.
The apartment's on Loop 304?
Yeah.
Man, she going so hard, man.
That's one of the bad. That's one of the bad. You got to pull a little more out for her.
Yeah, she going. She got to
pull a little more out for her.
What's her last name? Who are people? Who are people?
I see you, buddy. I've been trying
man,
to call you all week, man. You got them phone. You on return call. You on check no day. You're like fucking nigga, man. I spent 2 hours with him on the radio.
Throwing eggs. There you go.
Hey, all you gotta do put your toes on the counter. He'll answer. Then you got your toes on. Send him a screenshot of your toes.
I damn sure ain't gonna answer the phone. Hey, this here, well, I'm gonna do that nigga this on me.
Hey, man, y'all crazy. I'm glad we all on the line, man. We doing good, man. We nine in the dough. Everybody's still connected. Ain't nothing changed, man. I'm glad everybody on board. Like I said, we like a reality show. They be tripping on that. Motherfucker gets fucked up, drunk. They can't move. Somebody getting freaky. Somebody calling you back with this and that, you know. Like I said, keep the music coming. Keep these artists coming to the show, to the platform. Keep interviewing. Like you said, get more in depth. And let's talk about it before we get upset and everything, you know, it can be talked over. Everybody damn near 70 on the line, so.
I know Saturdays usually pretty much 3 days for everybody. Unless the sun is shining, booting them at the wash. But, you know, if y'all want to, we can start actually doing meetings on Saturdays at a certain time during the day, whatever. Just meeting everybody for 4 or 5 o'clock. You know, by the end, everything half-assed, winding down. Or if some situation just picking up, you know?
Yeah.
But she spends 15, 20 minutes on the on the liberating, you know what I'm saying, idea. If y'all want to become more structured, then yeah, we can draw the structural plan. I don't have to draw them up there in my head. I already know what to do. I just let go as go. You know. And that's my
fault. Also, if you get a car wash, Reverend Ali is going to give you a mason jar full of pee, god dang it. He will heal everything known to man.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's a tire, Shane. That's a tire. That's a tire shine.
I'm taking donations. I'm going to see y'all now.
He can tire shine too.
You know, I'm drinking gumbo pots full of urine now. You know what I'm saying? Making sure I'm straight. Getting my hair to grow. Trying to get my eyes back working. You know, for clearing up this athletic's feet. You know what I'm saying? Put that urine on your shit,
yeah,
man.
That's
Booty the king of it. He done put the Asians out of business with the nail shop. He done put them out of business.
Hey. Oh, yeah, they coming in every day because of Boo.
They finna go downtown. I'm finna put it downtown.
Yeah, always fuck with the Asians. The Asians will fuck with you. All you got to do is bow every time you see them. Yeah, they'll fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Buddha, he get all them calluses and bunions off your feet, off your toes and your feet. Buddha, have you got them flat foot when you come out?
Bow where you feel. Bow
where you feel. Gotta make y'all laugh, man. We gotta get back to goddamn true wear. We gotta get back to it, man.
It ain't going nowhere. It just keeps
me boring. Rev Ali, the only person I had to back me up on the Cowboys, hell, Lord wouldn't say nothing because he was the DJ, so he got to go with the host with the most. He wouldn't even back me up.
Nah, I ain't going with nobody. Before you go to, I've been a Cowboy fan. This shit ain't just started. You know what I'm saying? I'm Emerson Walls and shit, you know.
Tony Downs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. They're doing all right. You know, they gave that game to Philly. Shit, they had a chance to win. They gave the motherfucker game to them.
We gonna get them back next week.
Man.
But now we play Detroit next.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Detroit's up next.
That's Sunday. That's coming this Sunday, right?
Yeah, then we play Detroit next, and then Philly.
Yeah, on the 10th. Yeah, we played them on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to wear them out. They showed they can come back because they was getting their ass kicked last night.
Yeah.
We all right.
It was getting whooped on. You know, I told them niggas that, you know, shit, drink some of that urine, put that urine on your cleats, nigga, and you'll be all right. But they didn't listen to me.
I knew it was somebody over here drinking that goddamn
shit.
Yeah, man,
that's why R. Kelly locked up. R. Kelly listened to you about peeing on everything, and he goddamn got locked up and peeing on them girls, man.
Yeah, so I'm telling him he was wasting it. He should have been drinking it.
Okay. Well,
how y'all think I survived COVID? Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to swallow it. Just swish it around in your mouth for about a minute or two. Swish it around and spit it out. Shit.
Rev Ali said he survived Desert Storm that way. I said, how you do that? He said, I poured pee on the scorpion. It was going to bite me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You get bit by a snake, put that pee up under your tongue. You'll be all right. You'll survive.
I think I'm
going to
have to go out like the crocodile hunter then.
He's all right. He's all right. Look how he
makes. You know, like I was telling you about the Asians, I've been eating fried rice all my life, shit, and bowing. Shit, I'm an Asian motherfucker, too. My whole neighborhood in L.A. was Asians. It was only like three, four black families on my street. That everybody else was Asian.
call. So your ass with Bruce Lee on Saturday. Your ass with Bruce Lee on Saturday when Kung Fu Theater came on.
Oh, hell yeah. I was a Bruce Lee nigga and a flying guillotine nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You the
Look, we got this place called Timmy Chan's here.
Yeah, he was the
man. I'm not an Asian, but I didn't eat enough of their food.
Yeah,
that's back when they was real back then.
When the real Chan was there, how they used to eat it.
Yeah, that's that shit.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is be nice to them. They be nice to you. Don't just shit. They black just like we is.
Hey, that's
what
Ray Ali do from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Saturday morning. He was a Kung Fu Theater at 10 o'clock. He turned into Soul Train dancing with parachute pants on.
Hell yeah.
Doing
jumping for the TV. Hell yeah, that's how you live, man. Shit. Change up with the rest of the world. Be part of everybody.
Yeah, we all did that. Everybody had them Jackie Chan's and them karate suits.
Right.
Them real wing dinners, we used to be going down. Yeah, I ain't Asian, but I didn't ate enough of their food when they was really making it. They taught the black people how to make it.
Yeah, everybody had a Chinese King buffet in their hood. That's where everybody went to. They like, shit, man, damn a Popeye. We go over here and get a buffet and eat 3-4 times compared to a little bucket of chicken.
I'm telling you, man, they hooked up. That's why I got mad when I was hearing on the news that some of the black folks was trying to, you know, be up on Asian. I said, these motherfuckers must be on crack. They fucking up. Shit. How we did it? That's how we been eating. Them and the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Asians, the plug on everything, legal and illegal.
Then I found out I'm Tejano, like a motherfucker. I was like, no wonder I like this shit so damn much. I was like, why do I like Mexican food so damn much? And they was like, your grandpa a Mexican. Don't you know your mama last name? I was like, oh, shit.
Just all of a sudden come out and tell you some shit, huh?
Yeah, I was like, God damn it, the sardines, no wonder, rice and beans, God damn right, where the tortillas at?
They're eating a refried neck bone.
No, I don't know the refried neck bone.
Man, I'm glad, man. Y'all made my day, man. I've been down, sad with the Roosevelt situation. I'm glad to hear y'all come on the show. That was the pride of my 2023.
Well, you know, that energy, it resonates, man. You know, I got love for all y'all, man. Shit, y'all, like you said, we family. We ain't never seen each other, but I tell you what, somebody fuck with you, Rev Ali gonna help you, man.
But if I get the chance to pull up on somebody, I'm pulling up. You ask anybody, they're going to say he's going to pull up. That Buddha in the car said, we going to see confetti. Buddha thought I was playing. He said, man, are you for real? This shit. You better put your damn seatbelt on and goddamn grease your scalp. So we go.
For real.
She gone. I tried to pull up on Hell Love, but we had technical difficulties at the show that time. I tried to pull up on Trulia twice, but... we missed her in traffic by 5 minutes coming down the highway. She had to be at the school for her kids, so we missed her going in, coming. But next time I get a chance to come down to there, I'm going to stop in and visit with her. Next time I'm in H-Town, I'm going to pull up on a Sweet Bee and Connoisseur Chris, and I'm going to sit up there and get some of that peppermint tea she growing on the balcony.
Oh, yeah. I'm over here on Fondren in Maine. You all know.
Yeah, I got you. I gotta get that peppermint tea for them.
Yeah.
Well, them cats start peeing on it. That cat might have read Rev Ali book, and he be done peeing on my peppermint tea. Smell like rats. Cat get some peppermint tea.
Them damn cats is something else.
Right.
One thing though, they ain't gonna go by the peppermint and stuff. That's the only thing that keeps their ass away. What's them herbs?
That's good.
Probably so.
And one bitch was living in there with the watermelon vines. I was mad as hell.
Yeah, that's why I missed the country. Boy, I missed Hoka. I missed the country. Had all them cats out there in the yard protecting me from them snakes. Snake be crawling all out there in my yard. And cats go up there, and you'll see two or three cats, one on one side of the snake, one on the other side. And I see them jumping around like, oh, that's a snake. And go get the gun and kill it.
Okay, cats is something else, though. I miss my balcony, but it's hard over here with this front yard. They be all over the place. One of them, it's an old dog house in the back. I seen my dog was barking at the cat. The cat turned around and looked at my dog and said, went in the dog house.
There's two deals to mess a dog up. It's a cat and a raccoon. A raccoon has scratched the hell out of the dog's eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Ew, my dog don't know how to fight. That's why I just keep his ass in the house. He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, dogs is all right, though. Dogs and cats is all right. You get sick. If them dogs and cats or rabbits love you, when you get sick, they know it before you know it.
I heard that.
They do.
They be sitting there looking at you like, right in your eyes, like, nigga, what's wrong with you?
They do.
No, they don't be doing that. They be looking at you like, shit, man, why you ain't fed me yet? I didn't know you sick. You ain't got them fed the ass yet. Like, shit, man, you better get up and get some meat. Why I dig off and see your ass.
That's how I knew it was something wrong with my mama, because my dog had went stuck to her, and he would leave from her side.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually don't do that, and she usually don't even be having him around her like that either, but... You know, she let him be in the house, so she know his ass is spoiled. But she don't be having him all in her room. I was like, dog in the bed with my mama? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, my God. I was like, there's something wrong with my mama.
My poodle I had, rest in peace, but he saved my life. Because I come home from working a double shift, and my kid's mom, she called herself cooking bacon. Oh, wow. My phone going dead. Not now. I'll call right back. Oh, goodness.
They always pick the wrong time to hang up on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
About 18 minutes left.
For real.
That sucks.
But they believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called, though, Rez. That's what's up.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, you got to go out helping, not hating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Shit, if I die, let them know that shit, Rev Ali was helping. Shit, I ain't hating. Ain't got time for that. I ain't trying to be the big Willie with the nigga with the gun. I done see a lot of niggas, a lot of tough niggas in L.A. with the gun dead. They all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Nah, I ain't going out like that. True.
Yeah.
I feel you.
So true.
And I'm glad y'all all right, though, because, like I said, boy, folks, man, ever since last year, 2023, I done lost, like, 8 people, man. They gone, man. Just dead. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm telling you. I'm curving you, man.
Shit, that shit ain't no joke, man. You know, when folks is dying, ain't nobody going to make it out of this one, you know, alive like that. You know, once you get old and that body take its toll, you know, you got to hope that you did the right thing for left some kind of legacy for yourself out of your soul. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You so do. People like, no. People been doing the most lately. A whole lot going on. It's so many people. I had counted them up, and I'm not even bullshitting, y'all. It was maybe the last time I counted. I had counted 11 people. And this is, like, directly towards me. The last one was one of my uncle's wives. So I'm like, you know, it's a lot, a whole lot of people, and they're getting closer and closer and closer. So
everybody needs to take care of themselves. And like you said, go out helping. Don't be hating.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't like that hating shit.
You go out hating with a grudge and stuff. Once that body die and that soul rise, the Most High gonna say, "Hey, Ali, I know you've been messing up, dude. Come on over here, don't left, nigga. You're not going to the right. Come on over here." That's what the Most High gonna say. Come on over here. You've been hating.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and even if the people hate, when the people call in, if y'all don't like that shit, you don't like it. But hey, I think the production is lacking. I don't like the way they recorded your vocals. I think they messed up your song. I think you should re-record this. It's a good song. I think you should re-record. Like, I want the people to hear some real shit when they call.
Mm-hmm.
Some real shit.
But a lot of artists, when you're an artist, though, a lot of them, they get caught up in their feelings real tough. So what I learned now is just, it's best to don't even say nothing. Just leave it alone. If you don't like it, be quiet. If you like it, say something.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, because I would want somebody to do this to me. I'm going to give you corrective criticism, because if you go into the hood and everybody say that's whack, and then you're going to feel like, well, damn, I was talking to Mr. Everywhere. How come he didn't tell me I need improvements on my song? Then you gonna, or you go perform in St. Louis and they boo you off stage like they did my artist at a show that I booked, then how do you think they gonna feel? They gonna like, well, hell, we thought it was tight. The homies in the hood said it was good. Then we wouldn't put it on a test drive and this ain't that. So I wanna tell you how to take your career to the next level and not to the goddamn next traffic light. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
Sit up there and listen to somebody who's been around the industry for a long time and deals with the labels, who knows what they want, then I'm saying, hey, this is what the labels want, because I can't take wherever I leave and get my $40,000 finder's fee until they got something that they know they can sign you with. When they get Reverend Ali's record, I take it to the record company. They're going to say, we're going to sit up there. Is it radio and retail ready? That means, is it going to be able to play on the radio with radio edits? Is it going to be mastered where it's not too loud and not too low? Okay, they're going to give it on 5, 6, 7 to 10 city test run. They're going to put it on the radio for 30, 60 days to see the response. If everybody's calling in on that song, they calling me back. Hey, man, call Reverend Ali, man. We need y'all in New York. What y'all want to do? I get you to sign that paper. I made $40,000. Your manager make whatever. If I'm your manager, I get $40,000 plus 20%. So I'm still winning. I get a finder's fee plus a get dang management fee. If I'm the manager, if I'm not and I'm just shopping you a deal, I get a $40,000 finder's fee. So why you think I tell somebody to bring me your best A game? Because if not, I can't get $40,000 and you can't get no deal. I just want to take 10 artists every year and get $40,000 off each one of them, just walking them to the label and getting them a deal. Wouldn't everybody like to do that? Would you like to do that, Sweet Pea?
Say it one more time.
I said, wouldn't you like to do that? Walk 10 people to the record companies and get them a deal and get $40,000 off each artist?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I try to do. But if it ain't ready... If it ain't good enough, it ain't recorded right, mixed and mastered right, with radio edits, there's nothing I can do with your music but sit up there and play it on and that's about it, because I know all the radio station program directors ain't going to let the DJs play something that's mediocre. One, if it got cuss words, it's not playing. Two, if it's recorded too low or too loud because it ain't mastered right, it's not playing. Because they got that fader
right.
At the radio station. They're not going to raise it up and raise it down like when the TV goes to commercial and you got to grab the remote and turn the damn volume down because it's too high. So if it's not retail ready, which is mastered properly, it's not going to play on a radio station. So what can I do with your music? But listen to it and say, okay, yeah, man, that's cool, man, but you got to get it mixed and mastered. That's it. So it's corrective criticism. They do that to me all the time. I'll let somebody in the industry hear my beat, and they're like, yeah, man, but you need to bring in some strings right there. You need to do this, or why you got that extra snare right there? You should have just left it plain. Should have just left it in the pocket. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go back and do it again. And I'll go back and do it again. I'm like, oh, okay, I see what they talk about. I could be like, man, he's just hating. But if I did that, that's not going to help me become better tomorrow than I was today. That's what it's all about.
If you say something constructive, that's not hating. If you say, oh, that shit sucks, I don't like it. Now, that's a motherfucking hater right there. You know what I'm saying? That's hate. But if you say, tell somebody what they can get better, or even if it's something that you might like personally that not necessarily everybody else feel the same way. See, that's different. Like he said, it's a big difference in constructive and just dry ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I had a problem with, because for me, with my people, it was a whole lot of dry assness going on. And you got to keep in mind that these are people, if I say they in Africa. You feel me? One of my best friends, Dog Gorilla, he live outside. Shit. They live in huts and shit, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear this music, it's not the same thing like me or you going into a studio to record the music. They really had to do shit to get this music done. And, you know, the same thing with the youngsters. They getting a lot of stuff done. They a lot of talented. Vocabulary, for me, is the problem. Everybody can work on their vocabulary. And matter of fact, go back and replace a word. If you say big, three times, say gigantic, say enormous, say huge, say something, don't say big again. That's, you know, just simple.
Well, I tell everybody, get the rap dictionary and get a thesaurus. You get those two and it can help your rap career 50 million times fold, because that's the deal. Everybody's got the same words: spin the block, switch, glizzy, glock, ratchet.
Yep.
Finesse. They got the same wordplay. Everybody got the same wordplay. So now, have y'all seen that girl that sounds just like Glorilla? They just put her out there on Facebook yesterday. I shared it. She sounds just like her twin sister. So now everybody going to say, well, that's her vocals, though, but they're going to say, well, how is she going to distinguish herself from Glorilla? And that's her actual vocal. She sounds like Glorilla, not when she did FNF, but how she sounds now. Her the biggest one is me when she got them veneers in her mouth. So that's how this girl sounds natural. And I'm like, well, just like the white boy in North Carolina sounds like Lil Baby. Sounds just like Lil Baby. They put him in the studio and he put the effects on his vocal sounds just like Lil Baby. Everybody like, man, that's the white Lil Baby. And Lil Baby was getting mad because he's like, oh, man, damn. You know, because, you know, that's the deal. So people try to associate themselves with trying to pattern themselves after somebody instead of staying in their own lane and originality, you see, because that stuff that Sexy Red and Suki Han is trying to do is going to be done with next month. You got 30 days. She got 30 days left and it'll be over with.
Because that ain't even their personalities.
Well, I mean, I've seen her before. She walking down the street with a guy, with the white guy holding his hand with a gun. She wasn't talking none of that stuff she was talking now. But it didn't work for her. So she said, well, what I do is I just go sell myself to the masses as just a trashy bride and get the trashy brides on my sign, kind of like how Glorilla did. But Glorilla did the FNF, right? And then as soon as she signed a deal, you seen her put earrings on and bracelets on and necklaces on and get her hair done up. She didn't have no house shoes and pajama pants and a bonnet on and all that flip-flops. She changed that. She left the ratchet girls alone. She left them behind, you see. So the ratchet girls didn't have nobody to look up to but go to Sexy Red, because they were like, well, you left us behind. and we ratchet, we ain't gonna never be nothing but ratchet. Now we gotta find another ratchet. So Sexy Red and the Sukihana is who we got to latch on to. So now Sexy Red pregnant, so she ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Her career is gonna be over with, and she gonna have motherhood, and then it's gonna be a wrap for her. But if you look
and
at Ben
Sukihana is smart as fuck. That's why they don't want her to talk that much, because she is actually very smart. She's very smart, that girl.
That's like Kodak Black. That's not Kodak Black's character. He's trying to play into this role. He doesn't even he don't talk like that. He talks proper. He talks proper. That's like Pride. Pride with that goon. Pride had a nursing degree. Pride went to FAMU, had a nursing degree. No felonies. Can't have a felony to be a nurse. So he had, what the cop, but he sells that to y'all to think, oh, goons lurking. But soon as they threw him off stage, he went back to doing love songs. You noticed that, didn't you? He took the grill out of his mouth and went back to doing love songs.
No, they did.
Gangsta persona was tarnished. Go ahead, Hib Love.
Well, y'all know I ain't got shit to say, but y'all listen here. Well, thank y'all for being part of the show tonight. Glad you guys took time out to come and have a little fun on the truth. We'll be back in the house again through the weekend for the Underground Seduction on Saturday and the Gospel Inspiration Show on Sunday. As we crank up the week Monday with Mad Monday throughout the week long. Join us right here, 323-642-1597. Press 1 to call. You can listen in line. And we also post to Facebook page whenever we do a show. We thank you for your support. And remember, the move is always to keep going, no matter what. True West Radio, that's my time, man. I want to thank all y'all, and I'm going to have like hungry. Peace.
My love.